T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian, you know, for years you have always talked about getting rid of the Skyway, and you know, so many things and factors have not been able to make it happen. Yeah. What are your thoughts today as you see this project, this winter come forward?
Yeah, well, the Skyway has been an obstacle to Buffalo realizing its full potential as a great waterfront city again. And when you talk about waterfront redevelopment, the most difficult but most important part is infrastructure. And particularly when you have a bridge that, you know, frankly, is not safe. It would not be approved for construction today because it is functionally obsolete. It's fracture critical, meaning that there's no redundancy. So one section of the bridge collapses, the whole thing collapses. We can do better. And I think what's different today is that Buffalo now has choices. We have choices about our own future, which our only choice for the last 65 years has been to rehabilitate an old, obsolete, and unsafe road. That changes. I think the governor's announcement today, I hope everybody caught it, $10 million to begin the requisite study that is necessary, the environmental impact study, that is necessary to build this thing. So this is a major, major push forward, and it's been a long time in coming. You know, when you're doing waterfront development, I think the most important thing is you stick with it. And sometimes there's not going to be immediate gratification, and sometimes it's going to take decades. But I think the city is worth the investment. I think what we stated today, very simply, is that we're no longer going to invest in the past. We're going to invest in a new, vibrant waterfront for people that have been waiting for this waterfront to develop for 75 years.
How are you going to get it done? How are you going to make sure it gets done and keep on track?
Well, I think the $10 million investment for the environmental impact study makes sure that we sustain the momentum that we have right now. That's a commitment that the governor made right here. That should start right away. That's about a 24-month process. Concurrently, we will be working with state officials and federal transportation officials to secure the funding that is necessary to do this project and to do it right. And as I said, for every dollar of infrastructure investment you make, you get at least $4 back in private sector investment. Canal Side is an example, Niagara Street is an example, Ohio Street is an example, Main Street, returning cars to Main Street is an example of that. So each area where we've made improvements with infrastructure, we get four times the private sector economic investment into those corridors that otherwise would not occur. As I said before, that's not coincidental. That is cause and effect. There is a correlation, and that's an established formula that has been proven.
How much federal money do you need for this project, and can you secure it from this administration?
Of course we can, and it's just not about this administration. It's about people that pay a gasoline tax in this community that finance the federal highway bill. We should be investing in infrastructure. You know, in the last 10 years, we've invested more in rebuilding the bridges of Iraq and Afghanistan than we have in America. That is unacceptable, and we're denying economic growth that would occur with brand new infrastructure. We should not have to settle for $30 million to rehabilitate the Skyway. That is a complete waste of money. But if you don't have a net new source of funding, you're stuck with no option but to continue to invest in a troubled and dangerous structure. So people should not be afraid in this community. We will find a better way. Nobody will be inconvenienced. Everybody's life quality and economic opportunities will be enhanced by this project. So we will get the money for this project. I don't know yet. Well, we won't know until the environmental impact study is completed. As I said, that'll be about 24 months, and that will give us both options and cost estimates that we can only guesstimate right now. So I wouldn't even want to speculate as to what that will cost. Look, it's a big project. It was a big project when it was built. It's been rehabilitated several times, which again I think is a complete waste of money. And we can come up with a cost-effective, life-enhancing and economic alternative. The $10 million that was announced today by the governor to start the environmental impact study is something that we have been pushing for at least a decade. That moves this planning process forward. After the completion of the environmental impact study, which as I mentioned will take about 24 months, then you submit this project to the Federal Highway Administration and you get a record of decision that basically says, go design and fund your project. But we won't have exact cost estimates until that process has been completed.
Would all that money come all at one time, or would it be a period of, say, $50 million over 5 years? Just throwing out some numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's what I do know. There's a lot of bipartisan support for a major federal highway bill in the $2 trillion range. That would be the largest investment in American infrastructure in the history of this country. We get that done. That's part of my responsibility as a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. That makes this project and many other projects viable. And I'll tell you something, I don't look at the 33, the Skajakwet Expressway, and the Skyway is competing. We're going to get all of those done. And this is a community that has an entirely different attitude about those things. We're going to move aggressively. We have a governor that obviously supports this effort. We have Tim Kennedy in the state Senate as a majority member, chairman of the House or of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm on House Ways and Means. We will write that bill. We will help write that bill. So I think there is a good basis from which to view this moment is very, very different from anything that has occurred in the past 20 years.
Long time coming today?
Yeah, I think so, Mark, and I think that it's something that, Buffalo is deserving of. As you know, we've talked many times about the incremental improvements to the Skyway, which I characterize as a complete waste of money. But if you don't have an alternative, you're stuck with investing in an old structure. We're looking at a new corridor to reflect the new Buffalo, and we're not going to invest anymore in troubled projects of the past. We're going to invest in the exciting new projects that really represent the new Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.